And everyone who could put on the screen, it's always good. If you could, whoever's not here, if you could put on your screen, it's always good to see people live and at least see faces. Okay. So this is our first, if you will call it Bechina, call it a review, Chazara. And so I'll try to throw out a question and we can discuss. Please just raise your hand so this way we have some control of what's going on. It would be a real discussion, so we wouldn't have to do that, but we'll do it that way. And please feel free to speak up and, you know, that's the point. And again, I don't want to put anyone on the spot. That's not the point. But I want everyone to be able to participate. So maybe there'll be a point that I said if you already spoke up, you should let people who didn't speak up yet to speak first. Okay? So that's the story. Okay. So what we say, if you have a raisin challah, and say the raisins for some reason are not kosher, and you know, and you eat the raisin challah, so. What would be the halachic status if you would take one slice of the raisin challah and eat the raisin challah? Again, the point of this thing is not to just be saying, "Oh, what's the three sheetahs on this?" And then spit. You know, the point is that I want to get you to think. I want to get you to, you understand what I'm saying. And so you have the raisin challah. The raisins turned out that they were not kosher. For whatever reason, and you ate a nice kazunta slice. So, what's the possible story of your status as a good Orthodox Jew who just ate a raisin challah? And we're going to go over many aspects to this. So, okay, and I'll take, you know, please raise your hand. Just so Avram Levin wants to say something.
So, first of all, you could see that there is a taruva, so there's the idea there that you know about it. Number two is that it's nikkur ha'isser, that it's nikkur, and you could remove it because theoretically you could just pull the raisins off the piece. So, I would say that you would have to remove the raisins and then you can. Then you could eat it.
Yeah, Avijay?
It's also interesting. When you remove the raisins, it usually leaves some kind of, I guess, residue on the challah as well. So the question is also, if it leaves the residue on the challah, is it a big tircha to remove, I guess, the darkened spots that the raisins left? And there's a shaila if it's whether what's considered a big tircha in removing those spots as well, even obviously that it's nicker as well.
Yeah, Tani.
I think two things. Just one going off of the obvious thing is if that residue from the raisins is some sort of yerkum and iser, and also I mean I know that's not necessarily applied to. We apply it mostly by Nevela and Trefa, but also, the question is, did we find out that the raisins were usher before you eat it or after? Because that would also go
over. If you only found out after,
then there's the whole topic of if you had your deer or not.
Let me ask you a question: is there svar to say that it's bottle? Is there any svar to say it's bottle?
I wouldn't think so.
Sneaker.
Sneaker.
No, but it's sneaker.
It's not a tarovis because the bittel doesn't say. We said that like by raisin bread we said it in shear.
So according to Lavush, and the level of the raisa, maybe it's right. Where is this Lavush? Who wrote the Lavush? It's good to get a Lavush. Yeah, so according to Lavush, maybe it's part of Midrash. And is there any shita that it's not even also Midrabbana? That would be too far, right? Would that be too far? So there is one discussion between the Machloka. I didn't do this with you yet. It's a Rambam and a Rashba. The things that are mavulbo and not easily extractable, even if it's nicker, maybe that's considered batel also. But we didn't do that yet. So there's always, but the Lavush is an interesting point. So you're saying it's not batel. So let's assume I'll be cautious that it's not batel because say the Lavush is maybe a das yachid. And the other machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashi, we still have to get to. We didn't do that yet. And so let's assume these raisins were treif. So now, if you eat the piece of bread, are you chayv malchus, or you not chayv malchus, or? What is Rav Katan? Do you want to say something?
Perhaps we could go according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you will definitely be Chayav Malchus.
When it's Rabbeinu Tam, you definitely be Chayav Malchus. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
How many reasons are there? I mean, all the reasons. The Torah Pasuk says like Rabbeinu Tam, but actually Pasuk is like Rabbeinu Tam.
That it needs to be a kazai,
so this or something that was
crossed. Something like
the Ramon
says, also. Unless there's a kazai,
something that was crossed, the raisin. So then what would it be? The Asher Darizah. We did what? You think Chashashir? Chashashir? Is it even going to be a time? Maybe if there's less than a kazai of raisins total. According to one understanding, then if the whole thing's going to be mishabik of chashashim.
Yeah, who says that?
That's the Chazanish's question.
Chazanish's question. That was it. Well, it's like that in Shear in 19.
Who's that?
We will again this year, and those are the 2 years I missed. Yeah, but then we also quoted it from the. Who? Right, who?
Placey? Yeah.
Placey, right.
If you have less than a kazais, it's not strong enough to expand.
And who disagrees? And who disagreed with the Placey? Yeah, he said.
Jimmy Gardner, maybe. Mishpisal Jahav.
Okay. Yeah, so what happens when you're. There's two levels of Talmidim here. Yehuda, how are you?
Shalom Rabbi, Baruch Hashem. The Rimi Orleans says it would be an Isra Asay. An Asay that, right. So that I guess it would be more cool. There would be definitely no Chayav Malchus.
What's the Isra Asay?
From Hagolas Kalim, I think, right? That's what it is, that you should be matched to the Kalim, So therefore, that's where we learn out the whole idea of tam. So the issur would be to yeah.
Okay.
Why is the assumption that there's tam here? Meaning the reason they're giving tam to the bread, or they have their own. It's not per se like a shabbos bakla.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the ratio. Right?
Yeah.
What is Kemach by Kemach considered?
The more fun it is, the more luck.
Shabbos opinion of the deal with the Kajmav. Did you all see the picture of the Kajmav?
On the library?
Yeah. Huh?
I think I've seen it.
5A. Should you see it if you didn't see it? Even if you saw it, you should go every once in a while to see it again. So you gotta get in the 5A, you get off the elevator, 5A, it's right there.
Maybe I found out recently there's actually a 6 in the library.
Yes, there is.
After like 10 years in YU, that if you keep going up the stairs, there's no elevator there, but there's a 6. Crazy. Yes,
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
Some of the best farm, brother.
Yes.
True, it's true, some of the best farm.
Okay.
I think also, Rabbi, can I add something?
Please do.
I think,
Yosef Miles.
How are you?
Where are you in Yerushalayim now?
Yeah.
Fine. How was it in Yerushalayim? How's the weather in Yerushalayim today?
It was pretty chilly, but not crazy. Like yeah. Two sweatshirts or a sweatshirt and a coat.
Kind of it was nice in Yerushalayim?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Did you light indoors or outdoors?
It was, it depended where I was, different points. I wasn't always in I guess, sometimes indoors, sometimes outdoors.
But you have a fish tank?
Do I have a fish tank? Not yet.
No, I'm saying to protect the neighbors.
I think that there was something, when we did it outside, there wasn't too much wind. Uh-huh. And then other times was mostly inside, but
okay. Let's hear. Tell me what you want to say.
About also the kemach being considered lach. I think also we explain that the reason for that is because it has that element of combining, just like a liquid, so that makes it more of a lach type of mixture versus yavish, which would be more chatichos, like separate pieces.
Yeah,
I think Tosfos said kemach is considered lach if it's tzonen, if it's cold, but if it's not cold, it's considered yavish b'yavish. That's the day'a that makes it yavish b'yavish.
Say you have pig's milk, non-pilgrim's milk that got mixed in the taruvas of potatoes. And and then it was nishpach. So what's the din?
So my focus between Ruchanik and things that was another Yehuda about whether or not Kolio Tzimina Tami Tami has the Yisr and it puts an Israase, it doesn't have the Yisr of Yidareso of Tom Giver. And since Ruchanik assumed that it does, so therefore, if it's Tom Giver Dareso, you won't have Shisha. But it's Mimishain only knows. So
there was a suffix. There's both a suffix.
Suffix Shisha, and then it's a suffix Dareso, so you have a little comma.
But
according to another Yehuda, since the drasha was by Yehuda Akobor, Shastanov, and performed by Israel, and therefore it's only Darabona in this case, and therefore since it is Darabona, Shadi Chasbe has told us it's Nisha.
So, like Tam Keikar, that does not happen when you have, I mean, Malchus doesn't happen when it's an Isur that you're not, I'm sorry. Tam Teikar doesn't work if it's an Isur on which there is no Malchus, correct?
Then it's Mutter or it's an Isur Rabban?
Probably the Rabban,
no. No, but I'm saying, it's Be'en L'Fanecha. So,
meaning you pour the milk into the potatoes and say a cup of it?
So say you have, say you have a case of Tam Kiker. You have 50 to 1. You have pig's milk in the Tarovus 50 to 1.
Nishpach.
Yeah. And then you eat it. But what did you violate?
That's awesome.
Right. So But it's 50 to 1 Tarovus. This is Rabbanan because. But you don't have Shishim.
That's the same.
Why is it also Midir Rabbanan?
If
you right.
Rambam says it's only. It's a chatzis shir, I think he calls it. You're not chayav malchus on that. Only the basar is chayav malchus, according to Rambam. The basar of treifa.
Okay. What else?
So from this, Rabbi, about Chalav Akum, it's really Gzera Legzera. I mean, when we learn, but because if Lemais is Midrabanan, then it's another Gzera to Gzera.
As you're saying, Rechatan is saying that the whole concept that Chazal made a din of Chol of Yisrael, right? That you have to have Yisrael away, it was referring to. But if that Yisrael Reo, maybe non-kosher milk was poured in. But if non-kosher milk was poured in, so then what? So what's the worst case scenario?
It's a drabanan.
It wasn't bottled. But
how do you know? The Shach might have been that there would be a robe with non-kosher milk.
No, because that the Gemara says no, because it'll look differently.
All right.
Yes. So what Rav Katan is saying, Rav Yosef Katan is saying, is that that according to the Rav Yehuda, it's sort of like a gzera l'gzera.
Was that the basis for Rav Moshe's Heter?
No.
Oh, no. Rav Moshe
didn't work with that at all. But this is Rav Katan's Heter.
Uh-huh.
Rav Katan also has.
It's just another Yehuda. That's it.
Yeah. No, but,
so forth to the Igros Yosef.
Yes, the Igros Yosef, right.
That's the
Gzera that
Chazal.
Yeah. But it's right. So there, sometimes Chazal make Gzera look Gzeras. You know what I mean? But he's just pointing out, which is that it's interesting that one could have said it's Gzera look Gzeras.
Isn't it Gzira, the Gzira Bal Tosef, the Prima Gatim?
Oh, Rav Miller. Isn't it Gzira Bal Tosef? Why is it Bal Tosef?
And doesn't the Psika Koralis, doesn't he say that it's Bal Tosef?
Does he say it's Bal Tosef?
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, of course, there's a lot of times cool chavik zayru or something. You know, you have to see if he says baltosif. You'll show it to me if he says baltosif. Okay.
All right, I'll show.
You have to show it to me. But that's a good. It's a good ha'ar. Well, it's good harm, he's saying. But the part of the Xerah, according to the Yehuda, the Xerah would be sort of be a type of Xerah type of thing, because with Choshesh, maybe put it in, and then, but even if you put it in, it would only be a Derabbanan. Because Tamki Iker, you know, according to the Yehuda, you only say it's something that's, that's an Isra'lav, and if you hold that Yosef Isra is not an Isra'lav, does everyone agree that Tav Ki Iker is not an Isra'lav?
What?
Does everyone agree that Yosef Isra is not an Isra'lav?
That was the opinion of the Rambam.
Who disagrees with the Rambam?
Maybe the Rambam, I'm not sure.
Also swear. He says, what was Tosus?
He says, why does the Gemara say that you're only five times the beast that has a chariot in it? Because that's not the
Okay, let's talk about mixed up kalim.
Yeah,
it is a kamachar. I told my wife we have a whole stack of them. If you can get messed up, then we just never got around to. Oh God, yeah, maybe. I told my wife. No, at a certain point, there's going to be more messed up spot. We're over the other direction.
Over eats.
Yeah, so I told my wife we have to, you know, one of these days. Maybe we should do it sooner than later. It's either Peller on us or the Peller on the cleaning lady who never put it in the drawer.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who does a Tefillah's Kalim service. Maybe they do like they should make a Kashering Kalim service.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, so it's some people say that it could be Batal Berov from the other Kalim, but I think the Ra'ah is the one that says that since there's a way that you can remove the Isser by kashering everything, so therefore it's considered Nikara Isser, and therefore, according to him, you have to kasher all the Kalim.
Midrash or Midrash? Because. And he defines Nikaris to mean.
The Brichadash hold the same way.
Oh,
if it's an Isser of Basar V'chalav in the Kli, there's no Takana. You have to kasher everything because we're afraid you're going to use it and it's going to go and infect kosher meat. Can't even do it Shelo B'Niyomo. There's no takana to it unless you crush it.
Yeah, what are you saying? Only Goldberg?
The Rebbe said that Eino Ben Yoma, that's only if the Isser happened when the Kli was Ben Yomo, now once it's Eino Ben Yomo, so it's still not going to happen. But if the Isser in the first place got mixed up when it wasn't Eino Ben Yomo, then
Right.
It's the last thing we did.
Right.
The Rashba is Mekel, Rebbe, right? So, and the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel like the Rashba.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch is Mekel like the Rashba. That was interesting. We don't usually don't follow the Rashba, right? So who do we follow like the Rashba? And the Rashba says what?
Rashba says that it's not an issue of Davar Sheyesh Lematirin. Because we only see Davar Sheyesh Lematirin where it's like there's not really a tirchi. You just wait. Let's say the Beit Sashno the Miyamta. If you wait till Matzah Shabbos,
right.
But here it's a tirchi to go and catch roll the cable.
Rabbi, also isn't it also that like including the tirchi is doing something active that by Davar Sheyesh Lematirin is just waiting, but by it wouldn't be something that you actually have to do and kosher it per se.
Maybe there could be a Davar Sheyesh Lematirin because the next day is going to become a Ben Yomo and not Ben Yomo. I'll wait for next day.
You still need a Ben Yomo.
There's still a Mr. Darabon of Ben Yomo. Xera.
The Rav
said that since nowadays it's easy to get hot water, just put on your coffee maker or your urn or something. So therefore, it's not terrible. The Gedola is different. It is a Davar Sheyesh
Lematirin. Yeah.
Disagree.
So that's what I mean.
What was that? What did Rabbi say?
Well, there was the rough thought maybe the din of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply b'zman hazeh because, or only applied in his community because Lamaisa, it's easy to get water. So it's easy to get water. You can match to it, so then it's considered Davar Sheyesh Lematirin.
But in Rebbe's case, it's a stack of pots piling up.
We don't have pots. We only have like forks.
Rebbe, what does Rebbe say nowadays?
Yeah,
about that kind of situation.
Yeah, so most it's generally assumed that it's potel like the Shulchan Aruch.
We were saying before, is there enough to like a caterer that has like tons of pots?
Shechet said on the road that Beis Yosef is living near the water, so.
Rebbe, isn't also cost put into that? Like how, like the cost?
Yeah, it's also part of the discussion.
Is that even going to cost a lot of money? You still have to.
So the raw sheet is if you take it out, you can move it, so then that's called Nikra Isser. Which other Poisik discusses this idea that if you can remove something, and it's called Nikra Isser?
The
Rambam. Rambam, what does Rambam
say? Something else.
What does Rambam say?
Yeah.
What does he say to do? Yeah. And what did we see? Who's the source of that Ramah?
And
which Sefer? Which Sefer is it?
Mordechai?
Sefer Asufot.
Sefer Asufot.
Sefer Asufot.
But who do you want to say?
It's not that Mordechai, there's not by the water.
You would have to let yourself wander in your office.
Panchemaisa,
that's why the water is
and then it was a tear. That's
why. Interesting. Rabbi, how do you think that the Ramah ended up getting like a very different kind of shita from the other students of the Rokeach, if they're both the source? Versus like Tzarich versus, you know, that would be more of the Ramah versus the other Talmudim, which is, it's more of a Chumra.
Well, he's saying, well, that's a question, what the Ramah meant.
What
does the word Tzarech mean? Tzarech mean a good thing? This is, so in the Or Yitzchak. Or Yitzchak. He has a tshuva there. It's saying that it's... And what's the reason Rabbi Bari says that you don't really have to get it out?
I know the visa.
But what's what's the heter then? I mean, that's not a fair question, because when I'm doing Hilchos Chatzitza now, because it's Haina Revisayim. In other words, it's the natural habitat of lice. It's, okay, lice. Some people, yeah, lice. Okay, how are we doing here? We're doing good here. Okay. Can we say Tam Ki Iker by a mitzvah or only by a surah?
Maybe.
Not according to the Oneg Yontov.
The way the Rosh quotes are being done is that shot in the Mishnah that Osei is eliminated to Minachitin. You can be Yote, your Fiat Mata, and five Fiat Kala.
Okay.
But the Ramban said it was different, not the Tan Kaker.
No, wait a second. Right, Daka.
What's the Rabbeinu Tam sheet about it? You don't say mitzvah misa l'misa. So what's the case?
You have some people who are chayim misrafin and some people who are chayim skala.
Right. So one time, like, you would say something, yeah. You would say, okay, cool.
And we say that or anybody who's rogue, or anybody who's in the middle of the road.
So what's the halacha? Skala and Israfim, Yadunu be...
Skila.
Mitzakala.
Mitzakala.
So what's the kasha? Why don't we say...
I mean, isn't there a machlekes, which one is more chomer, which one's more
kasha? Right, but we're working with the shita now.
But I'm saying, since there is a machlekes, maybe we should say that no one should get killed at all now, because we don't know which one's more kal to even give. So maybe they should just have a life sentence.
Yeah, okay, but if I see each shita is going to paskin, which, okay.
Rabbi, yeah. Didn't we...
Yeah. Then, say something.
Yeah, didn't we say that? So there was by Misa Misa. So there was this whole discussion of whether or not, so that the that you couldn't, the din couldn't give the person like which Misa they did. So they couldn't bring.
One second. So you're too far ahead of us.
Oh.
One second. Let's take it step by step. So the Rebbeinu Tam asked the question. So why don't you say bittul and let them all be nidon b'sreifa, because there's more sreifa people there than skila people. So the Rebbeinu Tam answers what? What does Rebbeinu Tam answer?
They're all chayav misa. Doesn't make a difference.
We don't have misa, so and therefore you don't
give them the easier
determine
one.
Which misa it is. You don't say a rov. So what's the reason for that? So we have two hesbeirim. Let's do a chronological order of who said what historically first. Who says it? Well, the others are a bit safer. Which one?
The Tursus written explains how much bittul you can eat in the face of the department of the Basic. And then if you have 280 the one being says, they give each pesach independently.
Reminded me of a story. Rabbi Josh Weinberger, he was in my shir, he's made aliyah. So I once asked him to take me to a chasana. So he was kind enough to take me to a chasana. So he asked me, so whose chasana is? I told him the name of the rav. So his response was, oh, he's in a footnote. Yeah. For people with footnotes, kids get married also. The footnote. Oh, so that was the only gyatav. So then we gave it different teretz. Joe Milne, you want to say something?
I think we gave another teretz from, maybe it was called like the Eight Eras. Is that the name of the safe?
Who's the Eight Eras? Where is he from?
Chelsea. In England?
No.
No, England. And Chelsea and
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Robert Tannenbaum.
Yeah.
So you said maybe it's a din in Eidus?
Is that what?
That meaning that Misa, the Misa can only give up Eidus, and that's not considered
right.
Eidus.
Right. Yeah, Daniel?
I think, so the, what I was saying before was also that you... That it, the question was like if the person was being shot, then so the question was is whether or not he was a bar kiyuma, and if he was, so then you could do rov for that, but you can't go by rov to tell the person which maisa they did, whether or not it was to bring the people who were chayv skila to up to a chayv sreifa. So
because why not?
Because you can't, because the rov can't tell you which maisa he did. It's just, you know, I think Rebbe compared it like whether or not he was chil Shabbos or whether or not it was a kohen a bas kohen. So you don't know which one they did. So you can't. So the rov can't tell you by which iser they did. They can only tell you. Whether or
so
not
what do you need? So what do you Kayama. Need? If Rov can't tell you, who could tell you?
So you need like a real din.
What do you need? Aiden.
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 The modern concept of Rov here?
He said there's a difference between the Rov and Zio Basarupa because Rabbi Albert was saying how for Asia Basquin Sinsa, she does get Sreva. How do we know that she's a Basquin? We don't know what that father's are calling except for Rabbi Osachar and Baal. And we use that rope, say that she should be killed. So the rope does tell you where it is. It's not just data.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I guess
that
makes sense. What's it then if you find a piece of meat in the street? Can you eat the piece of meat in the street?
Depends what city it's in.
Depends on what city it's in. If it's in West Orange.
West Orange, probably not.
Probably not.
No, Borough Park, yeah.
Borough Park, yeah.
What about in Sharon, Massachusetts? You're 70% Jewish, but not necessarily everyone's from.
So say it's in Borough Park, so then you say you're good. And then what if you find out later that it was a mistake, that there was a Goyish delivery person that happened, you know? What does he say?
So if you've done it before, you call Uber Eats and you get a refund.
Right. Oh. Rav Shemeshka. Who was the Talmud of Rav Shemeshka? Who said it? Yeah.
Who?
Dr. Falcon?
Okay.
David Lifshitz was?
David Lifshitz.
Did he come to YU in the 1920s?
Yes, he did. Was he in this building? I think this building was, check it out, come on. This building is what? Was built in 1927, right? Doesn't it say that on
the 30s?
Yeah, so was he was in this building? I don't know, was he in this room? He definitely was not in some of the other buildings.
Telling around from the story is the bed, the motion finds
the bed. Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah. That was a story that took place in Memphis. That was a Memphis, Tennessee story.
Yeah.
Told the
story, sure. I still don't get what the balance of sleeping and emotions, preventing emotions out of here.
Well, Leas.
Leas. I was looking, you should know, I was Lower East Side this past Shabbos Hanukkah, when we're in-laws. So when the kids are there, we always like to take out old yearbooks.
Yeah.
So they took out my father-in-law's yearbook from RJJ. And so who was in the class? Rabbi Dr. Yaakov Tendler was in my father-in-law's class in RJJ. And then this other person was not in his elementary, this was the elementary school yearbook, but then there was in high school, he was in class with Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik. You remember Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik? Who's Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik? No? Where does he teach?
He's a lady, if I'm not mistaken.
Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik is Aaron Soloveitchik's one of his sons, who is a rabbi in Lander, who is the father of Meir Soloveitchik, who is the rabbi of Portuguese synagogue aside. Okay, a little Jewish geography. So was Rav, no, was Rav Shemeshka in this building? Okay, and this building was built in 27. Well, I think that's what it says on the outside. When you walk outside in the cornerstone, I think this building is Geshmaka building. Yeah, well, this is a landmark, this building. The other buildings here are not necessarily landmarks. This is a landmark. You know?
Last year, it was very not
sheer. Especially more for that year. Yeah, yeah. We got, in the summers, we made sure to have sheer here. This building is has a Masorah here.
September 25th, 19.
as well. Okay, and this building? This building, I think, is 27. See what it says. Maybe Rosenberg. Yeah. And who else was a Talmud of Shulman Shkab? Rav Shulman Rozavsky. What is Rav Shulman Rozavsky Rabbi? And which and who were who's his two colleagues? Al-Tishlach-Yal-Chalanar. That was his autobiography.
I don't
read English. No, I'm exaggerating. I prefer Hebrew. Shmuel was the most popular Shia. His Shia was the most popular Shia in Paris.
Yeah, Rabbi Amiel was the Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, no? Rabbi Shavigdor Amiel?
Rabbi Amiel. He's bringing in Rabbi Amiel. So what's the significance of Rabbi Amiel? It was Rabbi Amiel. But he wrote a book called Midos Lecheker Halacha. And he won out to be the chief rabbi of what?
Tel Aviv, I think, right?
Who was his?
The Rav didn't have a big
one. Yeah, he it was between him and the Rav. And he won. The Rav stayed here.
This building opened in August of 1928. It's right before.
Oh. That's right. So who quotes that Rambam? Who quotes it tomorrow? You have to look at the first piece of the Brisker Rav Ala Torah. You gotta, okay? He says, Pshat in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that the Lasid Lavo, the Umos Olam, are going to say that all the things that we did, all the bridges and all the things we made, this real Yisrael, so you ask him a Torah. Right, so and Hashem's going to say, no, you did it for your own comfort. So Rizkirov says, no, the Pshad, they weren't lying. It's true. Like the Rambam says, maybe this whole building was only built. One day, a tzaddik is going to get shade. And that's all. So it's true. That's why. So what does Hashem say back? But that wasn't your kavanah. In other words, that's taka why I let it happen. That's the first Briskerov. The Briskerov on the. You have to get the Sefer, the Briskerov on Chumash. But there are a couple of them. You got to get the one in the. Not the stencils and those, the one that the Briskerov himself wrote. Okay? You look it up? It's the first piece in the Sefer. I remember someone got it for me. I was in Eretz Yisrael in 76. And one of my neighbors was saying, oh, he's going to go get his farm for the Brisker Rav. So I'll get you one. So I said, okay, you got me. And that's the first piece. Is that Rambam? Okay, Ramos, I think we've done. It's good. I like to, get you to think, you have to have the ideas, but then to apply, And okay, so everyone did well. Don't worry, Again, it's not. It's about, you know, being able to concert. Just okay, so tomorrow we'll have shiur, we said. We're going to have shiur tomorrow, so it shouldn't be a whole week that we didn't have shiur. So we'll start tomorrow. Yeah, right. It's we have true. Okay, we'll have something. Okay, I'm going to clean out. I will have something for you guys. We'll figure out what to do, how to do it. Okay. And if during these times that, you know, like it's intercession and study, if you wanted me to give more shiurim to, you know, so we shouldn't, you know, get too far behind, I'm willing to do it. I know you guys have other things, but if there's a way to do it that, you know, that the guys could attend, you know, in other words, not just to listen on quoting, because just from my perspective, it's just much good to geschmack to give a shiur when I have live people. Yeah, Zoom is one madrega, but mamish, when I see you.
Maybe a few years ago, I know why you said, why you tours are great, but there's nothing greater than doing that for us.
It's not
the same.
It's not the same. I said that, yeah. So it's still true. Even if I said it a couple years ago, it's still true now. Okay.
You I thought Rebbe said Zoom is gornished.
Yeah, I said, that was in a different context. Zoom has its things, you know. What can I tell you? Okay, Rabosai, good to see you all.